Makoshteh Shittas B'Gemara. We saw the two Shittas of the Tochen, and now we're going in to dredge out their sources. Shteh Shittas Alonu Makayim B'Sugya Tachas. The two sources are actually one Sugya. By the way, there's no Machleikas in these Sugyas, you have to understand. And you'll see when we come out here. There's no Machleikas in what we're talking about. Rashi agrees with the Chayim Falavolus, the Chayim Falavolus agrees with Rashi. No Machleikas here. Just one's appropriate at a certain time and a certain people, another one's appropriate by other people at a certain time. We'll see. They're both. No one's arguing that that's not true. Rashi would agree that a person holding on the dagger of a pure baton, whatever you ask for, you'll get. And the Chayim Falavolus also agrees that a true Baal B'Tochen is somebody who is common to him, Hashem Elokecha, is makabel whatever happens between us. They're both true. Charlie, what's shaykh for me? You'll see.
Sugi means a topic, doesn't mean a question.
Sugi means a subject. Topic. Yeah. Hanishnis B'Tolo B'Tshnei Gersois, which is brought down in the Gemara in two Gersois, two versions. The Kachem Dibra Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin of Samach Zayim Adar Beis. Hayitete Dahadu Kamahadu Lamashkel Afra Mitosi Kaara De Reb Chanina. There was this woman, she was some sort of a witch or whatever, that she was putting the dust by the feet or whatever of Reb Chanina. Amala, imestaye zila vida, ein oed nevada. She was trying to cause him damage or whatever by doing some sort of witchcraft with the dust under his feet or whatever. And he said to her, you can do whatever you want to me, I ain't oed no bother, nothing can harm me. Because I ain't oed no bother, and if it's a chai, if somebody's holding the level, I ain't oed no bother, nothing can harm me. You can do all your witchcraft or whatever, but me you can't hurt, because I ain't oed no bother. Rashi mefarasham, shemach sheifa achas zot lekachas afa mitachas radu shebi chanina, kedei laashas lomaisa kesofim. She wanted to take the dust from under his feet to do witchcraft. If you matzliach and you want to do me witchcraft things against me, so do it. I know nobody. Claimer, if Hashem doesn't want, you're not going to be able to hurt me. And if you will cause me harm, then it's coming from Hashem, and I'm a cover. Whatever comes from, comes from Hashem. You can't hurt me or help me if Hashem doesn't need. Then if you manage to do something to me, even though it looks like bad to me, but that's not, it's from Hashem, so that's also good. Then you can't do anything to me, lady. If it had lived like this, you would be Mamash Tiffany Christmas, yeah? Mamash, you go through life, you walk to the bank manager. What's the bank manager going to do to you? Whatever happens is from Hashem, and that's best. That's great. Got some, But this is what we have to mechazik ourselves in. If you get a zoo, Rabbi Chanina Eishiv lo yisa machshefa, ki afilo em hi matzliach, the kshefa, meit yis barach yei tzadova, vuhu makabla, ukalosh and Rashi b'perush apostol. Tomim tiye. This is the fish, it is Rashi, that you're saying, Tomim tiye. I mean, even if you hurt me, even if you matzliach, but I'm a kabbal because it's from Hashem. That's the second level, second shittin talking that we saw. That's Rashi. That I'm a kabbal whatever happens, because I know that it's all from Hashem. The first level of betochen would say to us, no, you can't harm me, you know, because I don't want to be harmed, you can't harm me, they've been caught. The other thing is saying, even if you harm me, you harm me, lo echpat li, because it's from Hashem. So that's shittin's Rashi.
That's
a shakhiya. You mean the second part? Yeah. You make your rotsa rotsa Hashem, and then he'll make his rotsa your rotsa. That's the betochen. That's the pashtus. That's the version to you. That you've raised your level to such a level of betochen, and then Hashem will do whatever you want. How did you do that? One of the ways is by such a thing. Very good point. So Rabbi Chanina Yezariah for Rashi. Lomid Zayis Oisem Ayin Zayil Masech Tzcholim Dav Zayin Amid Beis Begir Shemel. The same Gemara is in Geshmak. You don't know the Gemara yet. Yeah? The first the Gemara in Tzcholim has a slightly different gear. So then it's showing a Gemara Shab. Hayizir Zahavus Kamahad Lamishkal Afra Mitzayis Kariyah Rabbi Chanina. Amal Ashkoyli Lomid Zayam Elitichah Ein Oed Mevarik Tzis. You won't be able to cause me any damage. I know it's no father. Not even Mishpia. But law Mishpia, one word different. You've changed the image to a law. Not if you cause me damage, I know my father, but you can't cause me damage, I know my father. But if he has to do what you want to show the Kalim and Easter, law Mishpia is that he ain't my father. You can't harm me because I know my father. That's the Nefesh HaChaim. And he was tough because both were talking double. I have total betochen in Hashem. Well, okay, Lord, the tzlichi, the kashlich, you can't be the meshafet, you won't be able to do anything with your witchcraft. Betochen zui, betochen miyasud harishon, shuskanu, zu betochen vare shilo yara, adobo shil mene, ani mityare, kishama lo mishtay amiku. So the same Gemara, slight years of change, and we have in there the two shittas of betochen. The one is, yeah, you'll cause me damage, but partly because that's also from Hashem. But then you can do what you want. You can't harm me because I know you're about it. Fine. Everybody happy with that? Good. The Kachlim Doine Chazal, the Yekut Shmoyni Tehillim Perichav Beis Reish Mem Zayin. Remes Tashin Day, sorry. Night Ayah Be Kisran. Vayisham Ish God of Ayah Lo Shem Be Medina. It was a thing in Kisrin. Kisrin is where? Pashtus. There was a great man there, and he had a well-known, he was very famous. Vayisham Sham Ishachet. Vayisham Rei HaMedina Oizit. Motsu Achsania Echad. Tapsu, Ramalehem. Hani Choyni Ben Vaisi Shomelech Hani. Give me a place, I am from the house of the king. Kiven Sheshomu Kain Hani Chol, Veshomru Adaboke. They gave him somewhere to stay, and they guarded him till the morning. Rabbi Avinu et v'am alo. Ben Beischa Metzano Emesh. They brought him to the king the next morning and they said to the king, Ben Beischa Metzano Emesh, we found a member of your household yesterday. Amaloi Bnia Tamakiroti. He said to the son, do you recognize me? Amalo V'eichata Ben Beischa. If you don't recognize me, how can you be a member of my household? Amalo bebakasha mimcho eini ben beischa ele becho betochti. I apologize, but I'm really not from your base beischa, but I trusted you. She amalo amati kach hayimaki noishu. Had I not said that, they would have given me blows, they would have hurt me. Amalo b'shvil shabotach b'yanicho. The king said to him, because you trust me, I will take care of you. So it says, because I trusted you, therefore Hashem won't let this damage happen to me. You get the message? Because you trusted me, that's why I'm taking care of you. It's your betochen is greater than the chesed. Habatach Hashem, chesed is a revainu. The betochen is greater than the chesed. It's because you trusted in me. You trusted that if you would say that you might be based, and Hashem will look after me because you trusted in my mercy, I will be merciful to you. It starts with us giving Hashem the trust and Hashem then being trustworthy. And that's what David says. Because I trusted in you, please don't let my enemies succeed over me. You see that betochen works even if it doesn't deserve. Even lo magia lo, you don't deserve it. You're not holding on a level where Hashem's going to look after you because you trust in Hashem. Your betochen is 100% clear that Hashem takes care of you. That's what we mentioned earlier. That the Yalkut says that afilu rosha batach Hashem chesed yisurveinu. Even someone is a rosha, but he has total. But I don't know if someone is a rosha has total betochen in Hashem. Although we have the classic case of the nashim. Yeah, our famous Maisha with Menashe. You know the Maisha? Menashe. No. Menashe was a Rosh Gomel, probably the biggest Rosh, one of the biggest Hashem that ever lived. Even after Hashem was Meichel, he was still a Shalom with the famous in Alam HaBa'al, not? That's how bad he was. Yeah, he was Ben Chizkiyahu Melech. He was the son of Yisrael Meichel. He was the grandson of Yishaya Novi. And he was a Rosh Gomel. Whatever Chizkiyahu built in the world, he destroyed. And once the there's a way to cut this, yeah, this your mama. If this doesn't boost your self-esteem, nothing will. He once got caught by Melech Bovel, and they were cooking him in a pot of boiling water. Yeah? It was getting hotter and hotter. So he cried out to all the brothers and sisters in the world. He was a big brother of brothers. He put a face in his vehicle. He shechted. He killed Yishai Anov. He killed his own grandfather. Says the streets of Yishlaim were filled with blood. And before she was born, the blood of Yishai Anov, the Menashe killed. He killed his own grandfather. Barosha, and he's done it to all the brothers in the world to get him out of the matzah, and nothing's working. So he calls out to Hashem and he says, Hashem, I have a Messiah in my hands from my father, from my forefathers, that even if the sword is on your neck, Yeshua Hashem care of I. Hashem, if you help me, then you really Hashem, and if you don't help me, then you're no different to all the other brothers I've done to. And the Malachim are nuts. They start closing all the windows to Shemaim so that the synagogue is to Hashem, because it's where chutzpah is a chutzpah. There's Hashem digs a special tunnel so that the tefillah can come up to him. So there's kisei kavod. Yeah? And he has the tefillah, and a big wind comes and throws Menashe out of the pot, and he flies back and arrives in Yerushalayim and he saves him. So the Shalei is like this. Menashe was a Talmud Chacham, he wasn't an idiot. Menashe knew Torah. What's his taina? Hashem, if you help me, then you're really Hashem. But if you don't help me, you're like all that Avodah Zarah. What's the longest behind this time? What's the story? Yeah? So the story is possible. If you don't help me, why don't you help me? Because I'm such a Rosh, right? That means your chesed, your mercy, your rachamim is limited. It might be massive. It might be humongous. It might be a million times bigger than any other chesed in the world. But it's still mukbar. It's limited, right? So then you're the same as all the Avodah Zarah, because they're also limited. But if you can save me, then you really are Hashem, because it means your mercy is infinite. There's no limitations. Your love for Jews is totally unconditional. That was his taina. That's what I was taina. So that, according to Mork, says, you're right. Even the Malachim can't understand this. But Hashem says in Achanam, he's right. My mercy is infinite, and therefore no matter how bad a Rosh he is, I'll still, when he calls out to me, I'll still be there for him. So Malachim is talking. He's talking that if I cry out to Hashem, Hashem will help me. Hashem helps me. I feel a Rosha. Ain't Rosha God will be there. So we sometimes think, whatever, God forbid, Vin doesn't avail you, things like this, lose hope, you get depressed, whatever. What are you talking about? Menashe, you always said Menashe? Menashe? Mercy is totally infinite. We don't have a mussar of how big that mercy is. So that's some of the ideas here. Okay. So the question is, why is it Dafka B'tochen? Why is it because I'm more machme, whatever, I'm very careful about what I eat. My tefillin is mamash, my tefillin is, why Dafka B'tochen? I'm not actually going to shoot a Rishon HaSavesh, B'tochen may be the Yeshua V'tzolem. When Shara Shamash, where the Amir Kabbal is Marshall Omagiello? According to the first shitter, according to the second shitter, it's easy, you get what you deserve. There's no kasher, you get whatever you deserve. Whatever you deserve is the best for you. But according to the first shitter, you're getting what you don't deserve. Why? Just because you have betochen, Menashe doesn't deserve to be saved. So Rosh HaGomer deserves to fry in this pot. But he has betochen, Hashem saves him. Why? He's getting what he doesn't deserve. He's getting more than he deserves. That's not fair. If I, it's a true marshal. Being a marshal can't answer the question. Because my dad is shoving it to Isaac. They're just trying to break the ears here. I don't get an answer, but at least just to crack the tumor on the ear that doesn't let the truth go in. Yelet cotton, v'sheve, image, latzmei, tachviv, likvait, mimimkoimes, gavui. There's a little kid, he's a bit of a shobab, shobabiv, bit of a wild, wildachaya, they say, and he loves jumping from half places. Yeah? You get kids that love jumping off, jumping off roofs and whatever. He climbs like children will do. They climb onto one of the cupboards in the house, one of the aronot. Aron gavur miyuchad, very high cupboard. And he knows that as his father is about to jump, right? He tells him to come down immediately. Because he could mamash damage himself. Ulam a yelid bishloy. Bishaloi, yeah, sorry, not Bishaloi, of the Yelet of Yid. ומכיר את האבוסר של אוביב ועליו, והוא יודע שאוביב לא יניח לו ליפול ולהחבט, להחבות. He knows, that he sort of loves him, he knows he's sort of going to get up. במצב זה לא נכיר את ברירי בידע, לגודו אנחנו נושאי על בנוי. So right now, the point of the river church, where he's going to jump off the cover and hurt himself. When the guy jumps, he'll catch him. Well, what's he going to do? The guy in Achmanus or Alpanoi, Ellen is Kalev Soma Chalav in the Kabul, but the guy is going to catch him in his arms. Does the kid deserve to be kept? No. Father told him, get down, it's dangerous, don't jump. Why are he jumping? Because he knows his father will catch him. So what do you want the father to do? Boom, you know, last minute, pull your hands out. You know? That'll teach you, don't do that again. No father's going to do that to his son. He deserves it. But the son's trusting you to catch him, you're not going to let him down. Ulam yachad im zoyis lefamim olu la'av la'anish es b'noi al ha'adnagud zoy. But the father can still punish a child. Yeah, your child does that, you catch him, and afterwards you explain to him why he shouldn't do it again, yeah? Take him a week before he climbs anywhere. And get a good honest. What do you do to your kids? Give him a toffee. Don't know what to do next time. Anyway. No, because the matzadechad, he understands who you are. But then he deserves praise. He knows his father. He recognizes the love of his father. He trusts his father. On the other hand, Miguel or Patch, because he's not behaving properly. It's difficult, though. Thanks to the Lord, little of a senior number talking. You did show a test by Shem Shiaz as a favor, who wrote? A Jew. He has a father that shouldn't be a good person. Why shouldn't he? He's my father that loves me. The guy who has a Shem, a love, who learned and yet, well, he pays not let me go. And he said, well, he's called a Shem Shiaz. He's going to give me whatever else. He's not going to let me get hurt. Even though he's denigrating the ways of Ishtadler, he's not behaving correctly. The correct way to make Ishtadler is to do what he's supposed to do. This kid's jumping off cover. The Chaim Dam Khan was supposed to talk in the same way that he was saying, you're going to get clapped. Hashem might take this out of your bank account. Mark him out of your scusset. That's why I said, be very careful. You've got to know where you're holding before you start behaving like this. Before you start, the Chodesh HaLevavos warns us. Before you start being a big Baal B'tochet and you stop the natural ways of Ishtadlus because Hashem will help, be very careful. You might pay a heavy price for it. Hashem may give you what you need in this world and take it away from your scusset in the next world. It was Yaakov Avinu's big fear. That Hashem had done so much chesed for him, Me'alat Teva, that when he met Esav, he didn't have any scusset left. Yaakov Avinu was worried about that. So even though Hashem will save you and help you, but you have to be careful because you might pay a price. All right, we'll stop here at 1 o'clock.